T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's our final hour of the week. It is glorious outside. Maybe you're listening to us outside. However you are listening to us live, the podcast, thank you so much. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, Newstalk 830 WCCO. It is 2:08, and it is time for our game show once again, where we've made the decision to find a host. And Adam, I want you to go first before we introduce our new contestant. I personally thought last week that Klaus Van Buehler was outstanding. I was inclined to say, let's go with Klaus. Dana said no. Dana said, let's continue the auditions. How do you feel about that decision?
What? If my memory serves me correct, and my memory often doesn't serve me correct, you were kind of down on Klaus, I thought. I thought you took some issues with
changed.
Klaus. You changed your
I
mind.
Changed.
Okay. The only thing I'll say about Klaus, nice inward. Guy and everything, but he left, and there were some items missing from the newsroom after he left. Staplers, tape dispensers.
Are you making
sure
an accusation?
Sure, you just didn't misplace those, Adam, on one of your meth benders?
As I did say, my memory often fails me, but no, mm-hmm. I think he lifted him.
Lifted him. Dan, did you escort Klaus out of the building?
You know, I didn't, actually. I asked him, you know how to get out of here? Yeah, he knew how to get out of here, so I didn't walk him out. Well, I mean, I didn't suspect that he needed the staplers that bad. What am I going to do?
Laura is here. Womboy is not. I mean, Womboy, lose our number. I mean, where's the commitment? Laura, what were your thoughts on Klaus, and how do you feel, before we introduce our next host, how do you feel about this decision?
I loved Klaus. I wish Klaus was back this week. I listened to Klaus with my husband when I got home on Friday, and we laughed and laughed and laughed for another whole round of the game show, and it was fabulous.
Wow. So that's great. I mean, Adam, that also sounds like a cheap shot from Laura at our next contestant, doesn't it? She wishes Klaus was back.
Well, kind of a cheap shot at Klaus, too. Like, laughing at his, I guess it would be his dialect. I mean, that's...
I don't think she said anything about his dialect.
No, that's just...
I loved his
that's
personality.
You.
Adam,
oh, personality.
Adam going right to the xenophobia.
Yeah, right.
I mean...
Germans.
How long have you hated the motherland of Germany, Adam?
It's the fatherland, I think we call Germany, but...
Call it what I want.
Aren't you part German, Adam?
So am I.
So am I.
So am I.
Yeah.
I think just about everybody in Minnesota.
I think I'm
a
little Germanic.
Ich habe Hunger.
I'm hungry?
I mean, you could hear it. I mean, didn't it sound natural?
Ich bin sehr müde.
Okay, seriously, I don't know what that is.
I'm so tired.
Okay,
I'm
let's bring in our new contestant.
Speaking of tired.
Wow.
Carl Franklin. Is that your name, Carl? Do I have it right?
Hello. This is Carl. Everybody gets everything on?
Yeah, you're good, Carl. You're good.
Okay.
So wait a second here. So I'm in Plymouth. You folks are in the studio. Carl, is that a bit, or is that the timbre in your voice?
What's that? What are you talking about? I have no idea what's happening. You're these headphones on. Is that Paul Douglas I'm listening to in the earphones?
Who am I to say? No, my name is Chad Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
One of the participants on the show.
We were supposed to sit down and talk today. Do you have time?
I do. Let's talk right now.
Well, wonderful. I was at the Minneapolis club down the street here and had an important meeting with some high-ups in the Aquitennial circuit, and they've asked me to ask you if you'd consider being the Aquitennial Commodore this year.
Yes.
I'd rather roll across broken glass naked.
What?
Wow. What?
You can
That's
do it.
That's a great honor.
You get
boy,
a great honor. Dumbest.
The
lunch alone or worth it, just going to have the conversation to tell him yes or no is Listen, worth it. At least it
things.
Was for me.
Two things. The Aquitennial is massively overrated, and I only play, I only wear uniforms when we role play at home, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd love it. It's a lot of fun.
You could use the Navy, you know, Top Guns coming out. It'd probably be pretty nice to get that white suit. I mean, he'd probably be a hot item.
Yeah.
Well, do I get a lot of the medals right away, or do I have to earn them?
No, it's for – listen, it's the best gig around, I tell you that. You have a lot of fun. You wear a fancy uniform and eat a lot of dinners, and the other thing that you get to do is people open
babes?
Doors for you.
Babes.
How about babes?
Yeah, I'm sure they're around.
People calling you Captain Stubing?
Yeah, perhaps.
So
well, you'll think about it. So that's what you're telling me.
I'm out, Carl.
Okay.
No. The milk carton thing. The fireworks, you know, the parade. Yeah, I think it could be. Adam, tell people how we were heckled when we were in the parade years ago.
It wasn't. We were in a small sedan, and so nobody could really see us. And it was probably for the best.
It wasn't a convertible.
No,
you're
no,
just like
no,
in a backseat of a car.
Backseat of a small yes. sedan,
small car. Small
did you guys
car.
Try riding on it for a minute, like outside?
Yeah,
on-
we did. Caved in the.
Dented the car. So, like, if it's Charlie Boone, Roger Erickson, Dave Lee, Laura, it's like just this lovely convertible. With us, it was like a 1982 Pinto. Okay. And we tried walking along for a little bit. We tried. Were we on the hood? Where were we? Were the trunk?
I think we laid on the hood and caved it in.
And then. We went into the back seat, and we were waving, and that quitter, Channel 4, came out and started yelling at us.
Get out of the car!
Yeah, quitter. DeRusha, the quitter. Ugh. You know, like, listen, our egos combined aren't his. He would have been, you know, spooning with people on the parade route. We were just trying to do it. So, Carl, do you have a rank with the Aquitennial?
No. I just know the some of the people there, and they heard I was coming here for this audition, and they said, would you ask? And so I did, and I'll tell them that you're gonna consider having a lunch meeting about it, and we'll set it up. I'll set it up. It'll be wonderful. Right downtown at the Minneapolis Club.
Yeah, ooh, fancy.
Charlie's.
Yeah, that's not really my crowd. The Minneapolis Club. Can we go to O'Donovan's instead?
Sure. I'm sure it'll take us wherever I tell him to take us.
Yeah.
So you can say no to him there. That'll probably be the best way to do it.
Laura, what do you think of a man in uniform, Laura?
I kind of like a man in uniform.
Yeah.
You could
Is
do
Carl...
it. The women could do it too.
Uh-huh.
You ought to think about it. Maybe Chad would sponsor you.
Well,
underwrite
that would be
the whole
fun.
Deal.
Sure. Do I get to wear a pretty dress?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Sure. You get to choose.
Okay. I like this.
If Chad would have known he could have worn a dress, it might have changed his mind.
Wait a second. Hold on, Carl. Is it a strapless? Because I like that. Carl, I'm not there. Are you in uniform today?
No. Heavens, no. I don't have any part of it. I told you. It was.
You're just the facility.
Yes, we were having lunch with my patent attorney, and so we went there, and then it came up in conversation.
Why do you need a patent attorney?
Well, we've got several patents. My family does, my son, and we had a couple more that might be coming down the pipe. You know, these kids today, they've got the ideas like you wouldn't believe. And some of them are you could merit with some exploratory conversations and see how they can go globally. One of the fellas that I know with the patents that we helped participate in grain bins from exploding, these are sensors inside them. Got the patent for these to help keep those accidents from happening. And some other things have come out of that as well. Other ideas, which these young kids now in the farming industry are doing. And it's really interesting.
Carl, I've had this idea for a long time of a talking screen behind your car where you speak into something in the car. There's an electronic message. The back and actually the back and front of cars where you could communicate to other people. Adam's tried to steal it. That's his M.O. What do you think of that idea, and can I talk to this patent attorney about it?
Sure you could. I think it's already done. I think it's just outlawed in being able to do it because buses are able to do it, but you can't have it in your car. I think you've already jumped. You already been beat on that one. Adam was telling me off the air as we were walking up and talking about patents that he said he had this idea for mattress handles. Patent for putting on mattress handles that you could flip the bed. And
pretty easy to do. I would think it's a good idea.
More role playing at home. Oh, it sounds like to me.
Hold on tight.
Okay. So, Laura needs a partner.
Just when I ask the questions?
Yes, not yet, Carl.
Okay.
We have to pay. What are we, Dan, what are we paying our folks who are auditioning? What are we paying when they come in?
Well, it's a fabulous prize package, Chad, of our hearty thanks and admiration.
Okay, very good. Laura needs a partner in crime since Womboy has abandoned Laura, at least today. Mm-hmm. They won last time, so we've demanded a rematch. So would you like to be the lovely Laura Oakes's partner? The prize is amazing. I'm not going to tell you about it now, but it truly is indescribable. That is the prize. 651 461 9226. Be Laura's partner. Carl is auditioning. We're going to play our game show, but we need one more contestant. Please, please call in right now. 651 461 9226. Okay, we got to get right to it. It's time for our game show. Carl Franklin is our guest host today. Once again, Adam and I will try to rebound from a controversial loss. Womboy and Laura, two big egos. I mean, that's the problem, Carter. Just two big egos. Mm-hmm. They battle. And so Womboy holding out today. So Ray has called in to be Laura's partner. Ray, thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Excellent. This is Laura. You want to say hello to your partner?
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Laura.
We're going to win.
Well, it depends on Carl.
Well, yeah. Carl will be just fine. You just listen real closely.
Hi, Ray. Welcome
That's
to the
Carl.
Program.
How you doing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Adam, we lost, so we get to decide if we'd like to go first or second. You decide.
How does that work?
Nice rules.
We'll go first.
Yep. What do you think of that?
Okay. Team one will call you then. And Ray and Laura, you'll be team two.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Got it down here.
When, the first question, this is team one. When did Henry Ford's Model T hit the market? 1905, 1908, 1910, 1912.
I think you still drive one, Adam.
I think it was. Thoughts? I think it was 1910. That's my guess.
Okay.
You want to go
I'm
with
willing
it?
To go with
All
that.
Right,
let's go.
Let's try it.
Isn't your dad a Ford dealer, Adam? Goodness gracious.
1908.
That's a lot. I mean, honestly.
I know.
That was B, 1908.
No. Carl, the other team has a chance to steal.
Yeah.
So we can't give them the answer right away, but we'll get that right in the next one.
I messed that up.
Yeah, sorry about that, Carl.
Well, let's give them the
Carl.
Point.
Or you said 1910?
No.
Yes. Huh? I thought I heard 1910. Carl said that.
Right. You're wrong. Okay, question number two for team one.
That's team one still. Okay.
Yeah. That's you.
Thank you.
Who was the captain of the Titanic when it sank on April 15th, 1912? Was it Edward Smith, John Smith, Edward Johnson, or John Williams?
I think it was A. Ed Smith.
Or I think that's right. I just love that John Williams happened to be just in an adjoining room and thought that was funny. It's good to have John on board. Let's go, Ed Smith.
That is correct. Edward Smith was the captain when the Titanic sank on April the 15th, 1912.
What did you think of that when you heard about that, Carl?
It was a sad day. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of talk for a lot of time, too. And then for a long time after, you know, there was a lot of treasure hunting with the trunks and those things floating ashore all along the coast and people going for it and finding the treasures. Anyhow, I could go on about that. Let's continue with Team One.
Mm-hmm.
What year did the United States enter the Great War? 1909, 1913, 1915, or 1917?
That would be 1917.
Yeah, that rings a bell for me also. So let's go with that.
That's correct. The Great War, 1917. Okay.
Carl, I remember it that we ended up getting all three correct. Is that how you remember it?
No. Uh-uh. You got the first one wrong.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Blew it.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah,
I thought I was going
sure.
to slide that by you, Carl.
Do we get
okay,
that
now
point
it's,
or what? Are we just
you're
not?
2-0.
You're not going to need it.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Get to answer a question?
Yes. Now it's our turn, Ray.
Okay. Ray,
okay,
here.
Okay, I got to go get a vaccination.
Oh, okay. Don't let us hold you up. We'll go quick. Okay, team two. Passed in 1919, which amendment prevented the sale of alcoholic beverages? Was it the 16th Amendment, the 17th Amendment, the 18th Amendment, or the 19th Amendment?
What do you think, Ray?
D, the 19th Amendment.
That's what I was going to say. We'll say D. Ah, nuts.
Yeah, that's
Adam, wrong. All right, now let the other team have a chance to steal here. Carl.
Sure, go ahead.
Adam, this is one of the saddest days in your life, so you better know this one. Let's hit home.
You go ahead and tell them, Chad.
So it's 16,
the Google.
It's 16, 17, 18. Are those my options?
Yeah. What amendment was it? The 16th, 17th, 18th, or 19th amendment?
Well, we know 19's out. I'm going to go 17th.
Sounds good.
Hmm.
Wrong.
What was it, Carl?
The 18th amendment.
Shoot.
Yeah, pretty close. Okay,
yeah.
Team two, you're
we
still
closing.
In it. What was the United States' first commercial radio station? The United States' first commercial radio station was KDKA in Pittsburgh, WCCO in Minneapolis, KNX in Los Angeles, KMOX in St. Louis. What was the first one?
Ray, I think the answer is KDKA in Pittsburgh. I could be completely wrong.
I was thinking L.A. I was thinking L.A. because of the oceans, the shipping communication.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
St. Louis, I don't know.
Would be correct. It was KDKA, Pittsburgh.
Excellent.
Wait a second.
Thank
Did they
you.
Come up with a conclusion? I'm thinking, wait a minute here.
Seems like they were debating.
They were still discussing, but...
He just admitted it. They were still discussing.
I think that's
That's out.
I got to go, folks. Wow. Take care. Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Wow.
Thanks, Ray. See, I was trying to get things moving for Ray.
I was going to convince Ray that it was KDKA because I knew that. And I needed to know that.
That
was part of my broadcasting education, Chad, and yours.
Yes.
We know this.
Yeah, we did know that one.
We go from east to west.
All right, let's see if she can get the tie here.
Okay.
She's on her own, all alone on the island, and here's the question. What year were American women granted the right to vote? 1915.
Dark day in history.
1918, 1920, or 1923?
I believe it was 1920.
You're correct.
Thank you very much. Great. So what's the score? 2-2?
2-2, which means we go to the tiebreaker question. All contestants can buzz in with their name at any time during the question or after the question.
No, it's 2-1.
First person.
Here's
to buzz
the deal,
in.
Though. So not only is Ray leaving, I'm leaving because Quentin's getting off the bus. So it's more fair this way.
There you go.
Adam and yep. Laura.
Okay.
I'm getting my child. I'll be back after weather and traffic. Kick her butt, Adam. Let's go.
All right.
Go ahead, Carl.
Weather today looks pretty good.
No, Carl, the tiebreaker question. Tiebreaker question.
Okay, I thought he was throwing
the
weather.
No, we'll do weather here in a minute, but we need the tiebreaker.
Going back to the old days.
Yeah, I appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay, tiebreaker. Which of these four presidents was not assassinated while in office? Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, John F. Kennedy, William Henry Harrison.
Laura.
Adam.
Laura buzzed in first.
Dang it.
I will say D. Harrison.
That's great.
Yes.
What a comeback. Yeah.
And she wins
what
by herself.
Wow.
With Ray's help.
What a deal.
Yes.
Thank Ray
you,
wasn't
Carl.
That much help, though. Take it all for yourself because he wasn't that much of a helper.
Hey, Carl.
You got it all.
Why don't you throw it a break, my man? Tease traffic and weather coming up here on CCO.
Okay, well, that's from the Sausage King, Adam Carter. In the WCCO newsroom, and we'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, I'm back. It's 2:41. Just a reminder, my son Quentin attends transition school. Hero of my life. I love him every bit as much as my three other boys, but Q has some unique challenges in life, so I have to help him with the bus. And it's also just a reminder that we have amazing teachers all across all aspects of teaching. By the way, and some who aren't great, right? Every job. But so many, such a high percentage are amazing. But folks who help out in special ed, the patience they show, the joy they show, the intelligence, the compassion, even when the funding is absolutely miserable from the federal government and states, our state included, whether it's teachers, paras, bus drivers, they are special, amazing people. And I've been so, so lucky to see so many kind, compassionate people through Q. So just a shout out to all those folks. So I missed it. Going to a tiebreaker with, was it Chet Franklin? What was his name again? I forgot the first
name. Carl Franklin. I used to work with a guy like that in Iowa.
How was he?
Well, he died on the air.
Literally?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He was doing a poker show on Sunday.
Many people have heard this show and suggested, you know, that's happened here.
Show killer!
But you're saying... You're saying literally die.
Well, I mean, there was rumors of, but he would do his show in a remote location, and he just stopped talking. He was playing like some polka music, and the record kind of ran out, and all you could hear was like crow, the sound of like birds in the background.
Well, so, I can hear how devastated Adam is about it.
Yeah, is he sitting there giggling?
I didn't know the guy too much.
He's laughing.
You don't know him, so it's okay that he died. I mean.
You got some 9/11 humor for us, too, next bit?
That's
Gilbert. How about the Holocaust? Yeah. Let me tell some stories about that.
Stop.
Jeez. Okay. So, start this way. What was the question?
Which of the following presidents was not assassinated? And it was Lincoln, Garfield, Kennedy, and William Henry Harrison. And I knew it, but I failed to get Buzz in on time.
Laura beat him to the buzzer, which is weird because usually Adam's got the quick trigger, but yeah, Laura beat him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, trust me, I've heard.
William Henry Harrison, by the way, shortest term of any American president. He caught pneumonia because his inaugural speech was so long.
Yeah,
out in the cold.
We know but you didn't want to wear a coat. Lost the game for us. That's the point.
I thought that was the sneaky part is because his term was so short, somebody might think that he had been assassinated, but not so much, no. I wanted to use Martin Van Buren, but that was way too obvious for Adam. So,
the Van Buren boys
on her own beat us.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Even again, there was controversy again because they didn't settle on the KDKA.
Yes. Where were you at this point, Cook, as the judge? Why were you silent at that point?
I wasn't silent. I hit the ding. I gave her credit. I was with Carl.
It was premature. As Dan often is.
Hello.
Premature bell.
Hello.
Exactly. Okay. Now, if it was you, you would have announced this 47 times that you're traveling to Ireland.
Yeah.
I am lucky enough to be traveling Sunday and ending up in Ireland. the two of us, Dan, you have not traveled to Ireland yet that you're willing to acknowledge, correct?
Correct.
This will be trip number two for me, and trip number one was just a masterful attend. Loved it. Loved the golf. Loved the people. Loved the pubs. Loved the amazing scenery. Loved the things to do. So there's a lot of golf on this trip. And on day one, we're playing a course that is recognized at worst as one of the 20 greatest on planet Earth. For many people, it's a lot higher. The weather is turning ugly if you buy the forecast card. Mid-50s, hail and thunderstorms. Possible. Can I openly complain about this?
No.
Or is it, shut up, you're going to Ireland on a la-di-da trip, just accept it, Buttercup.
Just accept it, Buttercup, because it's also Ireland, too, if you're banking on good weather in Ireland, you're not paying attention. Which one is this, Royal County Down?
That is what I'm playing. I mean, it sounds phenomenal, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a great name for a course.
Royal
County Down.
Yes. Well, we have a Royal Golf Course here in town, which... has opened to positive reviews, Arnie and Annika combining. But there are people who say that, I think it's the front nine, that the front nine of Royal County Down is as good as any nine on the planet. And it's public, baby, as these courses are in Scotland and Ireland. it's competitive to get in. This is a trip that was postponed twice because of COVID. We on the show, we take it serious. So if it's hailing and it's thunderstorms, and we've traveled as far as we've traveled. One of the individuals on this trip is traveling from San Francisco. Yes or no, should I keep playing in the hail?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Well, if you miss a putt, you can blame it on the hail.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm soft in golf rain conditions. Have you ever played around in golf, your tepid interest, where you've brought out the rain gloves?
No, I've never owned a pair of rain gloves.
Yes, yes. So if you're an addict like me, you have them. There's a weird split. Some people get them. Some people don't. I'm in the don't community. I just use community because I hate when people say that. I just wanted to throw that out there. So, again, it's hailing. There's thunderstorms in the area. It's raining hard, and I can't figure out the rain gloves. And, I mean, I'm at, like, first of all, my full capacity is not good enough to begin with, okay? But I'm at, like, 15% capacity. Will you have any sympathy for me whatsoever?
Zero, because you know why? Even if you're miserable, you can go into a pub, and
yep,
you'll be enjoying yourself.
Yes. So why is Ireland so magical and so mystical?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's all of the, everything you mentioned, the people. Again, the weather isn't great. Sometimes it is. When we were there the last time, we had a couple of great days.
Of course it was. Of course. Thanks a lot. Thanks for sharing now with me. That helps.
When we're in the cliffs, when we're standing over the cliffs of Moher, it was beautiful. But it's the people are super friendly. Because it's so old. I mean, so many people in this country have so many ties to Ireland. Yes. That has something to do with it. I think it's just a magical place.
I am greatly looking forward to it. Other items coming up. We briefly touched on Ray Liotta yesterday. We need to do that. And also the time somebody showed up at Adam's house earlier this week. That's coming up. Three items. Ray Liotta, at his best, Adam. Phenomenal. Goodfellas. Lives up to it every single time I see it. Every time.
We were talking about this morning. Even like the most cliched, quoted scene of that movie, probably one of the top five of all time, all movies, is the, well, how am I funny to you? But you watch that is such a brilliant scene. Obviously with Joe Pesci, but with Ray Liotta, but everybody else, saw the mood. You can just feel the mood change because he's such a wacko. Come on, Tommy. Yes. Come on. It's so good. But I was reminded, I think his second best role for me, Copland, which was a great movie.
Copland is a very good movie. Field of Dreams, wait for it, slightly overrated. It just is.
Yeah.
Cook.
What?
Cook,
hey, by the way,
Obi-Wan.
Man. So last night, I'm looking on Twitter, and here's Disney Plus saying, "Hey, by the way, special gift: the not only does the first episode of the new Obi-Wan series drop tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, but we're dropping the first two episodes." So okay, 9 p.m. Eastern, that's 11 o'clock, which is usually about when I'm trying to take the teeth out and go to bed. But you know, forget it. I'll put
on
an extra pot of coffee.
Come Obi-Wan on. Jedi in Paradise. Is that what the series
it's not
is?
What this is?
And were you naked and aroused during the whole time?
I was not naked during the watching of this show at all.
He did not deny the other part. 8:30. Who shows up at your place the other day?
Some guy asking me to spray for bugs. Wants to be my bug guy. And he's coming at me with, "Oh, yeah, your neighbors." Like, hasn't my neighbor's names. Yeah, they work with me. They've been working with me. But none of which was true. And apparently I got on the old neighborhood Facebook page, which I love to do. And I was one of the early ones. He was knocking on doors till about 9:30.
Speaking of taking your teeth out, by then you know, Matlock is done. You've watched Downton Abbey for the 19th time. You're in your pajamas at that point.
Yeah. And I apologize to him because he wasn't getting the hint And finally I said, I'm not interested. Goodbye. And I slammed the door.
That's
not interesting. What is the...
Yes. What time is too late at Adam Carter's house for somebody to be soliciting?
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Other than Bugsy, who stops by for other forms of solicitation.
Hey, look at these tools I got. No, I think 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? No.
I think the blue light special starts at 4. So
7:30?
Yes,
that's
7:30.
Prime time TV time. Get away, get off my lawn, buddy.
7:30. All right, I gotta go.
Chad, the thing of it is, it's like Obi-Wan, but he's depressed, right? Because his friend betrayed him. And
Adam, you're out next week also for 4 days.
Buddy comedy. Yeah, you got it, buddy.
South Carolina. So in other words, the show is dead to us. Next week. No, keep listening. Enjoy everything we have every second of the day because it can vanish way too quick. Be well, everybody. The Paul and Jordana Show is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.